Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. One of the stories I was kind of perusing around, checking out some ag stories on the old web machine, and I see that there's a sheep starter flocks available for North Dakota youth. This has actually been something that's been going on for at least, well, I think about 13, 14 years. To find out more about the program, we're going to bring in Travis Hoffman, NDSU Extension Sheep Specialist, who I know he's a busy guy and he's squeezing me in, but thanks, Travis. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for letting me join you and live and in person ish by radio, I guess, from the North Dakota State Fair in Minot.
I didn't realize. No problem. I didn't realize you were at the fair. Is it a bit windy out there? Because you were nice enough to say, "Hey, I better get out of the wind." Is it breezy?
You know, there's a little bit of breeze, and there's good and bad to that, right? We can maybe get hay up quicker, but hopefully it doesn't take all of our moisture away. So, that you know, it's a little bit breezy here today, but that's okay.
All right, very good. Well, Travis, I want to find out a little bit more. Now, this is something that North Dakota State University Extension and the North Dakota Lamb and Wool Producers Association has been doing here for a little while. It's an opportunity for North Dakota youth to become involved in the sheep industry. So, Travis, why don't you take it away here for a few minutes and just tell us what this is all about.
Thanks so much. And so big picture, it's a discounted loan program. And with that opportunity is that people get to have, or young people from 8 to 18 years of age, they get to have animals, and those are 10 Rambouillet ewes. And so those are ewes that we've had at our Hettinger Research Extension Center, about a yearling ewe. So they're about a year and a half old when they get them in September or October. And then what we request is for them then a year after that, and then for the following 4 years to pay back legitimately 70% of the equity of the cost of those sheep. And so not only do people, you know, not have that chance when they go to the bank of not paying back up to the 100% plus some interest, is that we have some funds built through in North Dakota Lamb and Wool Producers Association that helps to fund this program. And so we keep getting it motoring and moving through, and we've had over 120 people, young individuals that have went through it for 14 years, and again through extension in our state sheep producers program with the lamb and wool growers. That can be found at ndlambandwool.org is kind of our online presence that has the application for us, and those are due here shortly on August 1st. But we'll accept them here. If they can get them in the mail or get them emailed to us, we'd greatly appreciate that. So, yep, great program. We're excited for young people to be involved. And, in fact, when we think about it from agriculture and, in fact, livestock production, is that it's a low-entry option. You know, it takes a little bit more to purchase either the facilities or the equity for, you know, larger animals. And so this gives the people a chance to get in at a lower economic vested interest. So makes sense to us, and we've had great, great participation here. I've been in North Dakota now for over 6 years, Eric, and so it's been a good opportunity to be involved and to help lead the program.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to ask you two questions. I'll just blend them together here. Talk about how old the person, the child needs to be, and then also what is their experience level need to be, you know, with livestock?
Sure. So we prefer ages 8 to 18 for that project. And so a lot of times the senior 4-H'ers or FFA members are the best people for it, and prefer, you know, if we could be 12 or a little bit older, you know, 12 to 18 allows them just a little bit more responsibility. And one of the things that we do is that we either identify, or if the young person can or knows an area sheep producer that can serve as a mentor. And so in terms of experience level, we want this to be a learning experience. And so whether they're just individuals that want to know just a little bit more about agriculture and livestock production, I think that's our job as educators and as people that inspire our young people to be involved in the next generation. That's our job. And so we want to help to serve and help from that standpoint. So if we have, you know, in a North Dakota winter, we would want some shelter and have a barn availability so that those sheep and young lambs have some place to go. But in terms of expertise, you can be able to kind of work with people and help to build that as well. And I think a passion for wanting to be involved is the lead thing that we're looking for.
This is Inside Agriculture.